Good morning, traders. I am Emily Vani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, May 11th. Investors await key inflation data throughout today. Today's market moves follow a mixed session yesterday with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ squeaking out gains, but the Dow fell for the fourth straight day, losing 84 points. But Bill, let's jump into today with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you this morning? I'm watching the S&Ps. They're up 1.07%. That's a real strong move going into an economic report. And today we have the big one. We have the inflationary report, which is the CPI, Consumer Price Index report, being released 1 hour before the market opens. Hey, the data is expected to show the Consumer Price Index rose 8.1% in April from the same month a year ago. That's a deceleration of the 8.5, which we saw in March. So that's actually a positive. That's actually good. I mean, you know, it's showing that inflation is kind of ebbing, and this would be the first easing of inflation since August of last year. That's why this report, because the Fed makes a lot of their decisions off of a variety of different indicators, one being the CPI report. So they will be watching it. And when it starts to come in a little lower, you have to think that maybe they were right when they were saying inflation is transitory, because there's not much they can do about oil prices. Oil prices are going to be what they're going to be. You know, they're market driven. So, you know, I think that the Fed may not be as aggressive with these 50 half point rate hikes as they have told us in the past. So I think that's actually good for the markets. You know, I'm looking over at Europe. Europe is strong. I see London's up 79 points or 1.11%. Germany's up 1.3%, 1.30% or 175 points this morning. You know, what's moving? Consumer products, travels, autos. These are the strongest performing sectors. Tokyo was up overnight. They pulled out a gain of 46 points. Hong Kong was up almost one full percentage point. You know, they were up 190 points last night. So the exchanges are looking green. Crude oil is trading higher. We'll get WTI at $103.75 a barrel, while Brent is at $106.30. That's about a 3% increase from yesterday, but there's a big drop in COVID cases in China. Now, the market's thinking they could start lifting some restrictions in China. This would be a big boom for oil and for the market. So, yeah, I'm positive on today. I'm looking for some good things to happen today, Emily.
And when we're talking about market moves, let's look at earnings action, because earnings action is still pretty hot, a lot to look at. So, Bill, give us a rundown of what we should be watching for there.
Yeah, we always keep an eye on earnings. You know, here's one of my favorite ones is Boot Barn, ticker B-O-O-T, boy, Oscar Tom. It's a shoe store, and women buy, they always seem to buy shoes. I don't care what they come home with. You know, they run into McDonald's, they still come home with shoes. You look at Boot Barn, it's up 4.96%, and they only beat by 3 cents, but they did it on higher revenue. But Boot Barn is still a winner in terms of the stock price this morning. Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals, they beat by 49 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. That stock's up 3.27% this morning. Wynn Resorts, ticker WYNN, they're up 2.11%. Now, Wynn Resorts missed by 6 cents, and that was done on lower revenue. I was reading the report. It's not horrible. I just can't imagine what would happen to Wynn Resorts if they didn't have the COVID lockdowns in Macau. That was really what's hurting and pulling the stock price back. So with those things starting to lift, you could see a better quarter ahead for Wynn, which is why that stock is up 2.11% this morning. Roblox, that's ticker RBLX, Richard Boy, Larry X-Ray. I mean, the stock's down 0.5% right now. They missed by 6 cents, and they did do it on higher revenue. But the company said that it expects net losses to continue for the foreseeable future. You don't say that in a report if you want your stock price to go higher. That was not positive. Roadblocks, you're going to see continued weakness in the near future. Trade desk, that's ticker TTD, Tom, David. They beat by 6 cents, and they did that on higher revenue, yet the stock's off about 3.2% this morning. Electronic Arts, ticker EA, Elvis Apple. They missed by 63 cents on lower revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 3.41%. Why? Because the report was kind of mixed. Yeah, they missed by 63 cents. Yes, it was done on lower revenue, but the big thing here is that they're rebranding their FIFA soccer game. Now, this is the professional soccer league. It's a huge selling game for them. So this could lead to significant revenue increases in the near future. So Electronic Arts is able to eke out a positive stock price, even though, you know, they didn't deliver a good quality report. Let's talk about Wendy's, ticker WEN, William Edward Nancy. They missed by 1 cent, and they did it on lower revenue. Wendy's is trading down 6.63%. You look at what their guidance was. They came in, they said their full year 2022 guidance, 82 cents to 86 cents. The street had it at 87. That's like a triple negative. You lowered your guidance. You know, you missed on revenue. You missed on EPS. Yeah, not good for Wendy's. Not surprised they're down 6.69% this morning. Let's talk about some upcoming earnings. You know, Beyond Meat, ticker BYND, Boy Yellow, Nancy David, they're coming out this afternoon. Their EPS estimate is to lose $1.04. The expected move here is 17.43%. Copa Holdings, that's ticker CPA, Charlie Paul Apple. Their EPS estimate is 45 cents, and the expected move here is 11.69%. Bumble, ticker BMBL, Boy Michael, Boy Larry. Their EPS estimate is 1 cent, and the expected move here is 24.31%. Kind of interesting. I was reading a report on how I think it was JP Morgan really likes the stock and thinks it's going to be one of the big turnarounds plays. So it's something to keep an eye on. AppLovin, that's ticker APP, Apple, Paul. Their EPS estimate is for them to lose 12 cents, and the expected move here is 18.71%. And Disney, ticker DIS, David India Sam, this is Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse. They're expected their EPS is $1.20, and the expected move here is 9.74%. But that's what I have for you in terms of upcoming earnings, Emily.
And Bill, we said at the top of the show, everyone is anticipating that CPI report today. So give us a look at what we should be watching in terms of economic reports.
Yeah, at 8:30 a.m., 1 hour before the market opens, we're going to have the Consumer Price Index, the CPI report. It's supposed to, you know, the expectations are that it is going to come in a little weaker than it was the previous month. That's a positive. I mentioned this yesterday. I mean, that's why I thought we were going to have a nice rally this morning, because I knew that it was supposed to come in a little weaker. Looking at the events, knowing when they're coming, you know, and playing the market ahead of those events, it's always a positive way to do it. And you look at the CPI, it doesn't matter what it comes out with now already, because the S&Ps already have jumped up 1.09% in anticipation of a positive report. And we knew that report was coming out yesterday at the close. At 10 a.m., we have the Atlanta Fed business expectations. This could be, you know, kind of interesting. I mean, Rafael Bostic was out there speaking yesterday, and, you know, he gave, you know, he feels that they're going to be sticking to these half point rate hikes for the next two or three sessions, but it's data dependent. It basically means that if inflation is coming in, they might change their mind. So, you know, that pretty much follows what Jerome Powell was saying. But that report comes in half hour after the market opens. And then at 10:30 a.m., we have the EIA oil stockpiles report. The API came in last night. It was a little bearish. So we're going to have to wait to see what the EIA oil, which is the official stockpiles report, comes out when it comes out 1 hour after the market opens, Emily.
And with things like the CPI report, there are some headlines we can anticipate. And Bill, as you said, sort of make plays ahead of major events. But there are also other headlines that we don't always see coming, that we can't necessarily anticipate. And that is a lot of headlines to sift through and to make moves based on those headlines. And Using your newswear alerts, breaking them down is one way that investors can follow all the information, all the headlines, and all the data to make moves on the day. So, Bill, you've gotten your newswear alerts broken down so you can follow all that information. Tell us, what do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Yeah, I have all my alerts set up for sectors. I have them for events and, you know, various keywords that I utilize the system for. Because, you know, it helps me kind of really predict what's going to happen. I'm looking at my FANG sector. Everything's positive. Everything's green. That's a great sign. So we know we're going to have a strong day today. We're looking at some of the news behind some of the headlines in the FANG. You know, Apple, Apple is up 1.16% this morning. You know, that they're going to be coming out with that iPhone 15 that's expected next year. And it looks like they're going to be abandoning the Lightning cable, and instead they're going to be using a USB-C. But the bigger news out there is really that Apple is weighing a restructuring of its $76 billion services business. They really want to make a greater push into areas such as streaming and advertising. We're talking Facebook. I mean, I see that Instagram is debuting digital collectibles to showcase NFTs. Some news on Tesla. I see in an interview, Musk is downplaying, you know, the street's fears that the Twitter deal is going to affect his, you know, management of Tesla. So he's saying it will not happen at all. He's downplaying it. It's hard to do both, but we'll have to wait and see. We're talking about some Dow Jones 30 news that's coming out here. We're talking about IBM. IBM announced that it has signed a strategic collaboration agreement with Amazon Web Services. You know, this is the report I was looking for yesterday. It came out this morning. You look at IBM, it's trading, almost 1% higher on this news. 3M, ticker MMM, Michael, in their shareholders meeting yesterday, 3M highlighted what a strong 2021 year it was. And they continued to talk about their progress and sustainability goals and their commitment to really delivering growth and value this year. You know, you look at 3M, it's up 0.5%. So, yeah, the market liked what it was saying. In terms of merger news, we have Rogers and Shaw Communications, which are two Canadian internet plays going on. They're going to be merging. But a Canadian regulator said the sale of the Rogers and Shaw's asset, it's not enough to address competition concerns that they have. Ticker DRE, David Richard Edwards, Prologis is offering to buy Duke Realty. It's nearly a $24 billion deal for ticker DRE. Blackstone, ticker BX, Boy X-Ray, they're said to be exploring the possibility of joining KKR in their bid for Toshiba. General Mills, ticker GIS, Grace India Sam, they're reportedly acquired TNT Crust. This is a pizza crust manufacturer, and then it's going to be coming under the umbrella of General Mills now. And Switch, ticker SWCH, Sam William Charlie Henry. Switch is being taken private by Digital Bridge in an $11 billion transaction. So that's pretty big. We're talking about some guidance news that's out there. Flywire, that's ticker FLYW, Frank Larry, Yellow William. Flywire sees second quarter EP revenue coming in between 50 and 53 million. Now the street consensus out there is 47.26. So that's a real net positive for Flywire. Unity Software, that's ticker U. They see Q2 revenue coming in between $290 to $295 million. The problem here is the street estimates. So the street estimates are looking for them to come in at $360 million. That's a big downtick. That's why you've seen the stock down. Boot Barn sees Q1 EPS at about $1.14. Consensus street estimate, $1.11. Still a positive. Let's take a look at the Trade Desk, TTD, Tom David. They see Q2 revenue coming in of at least $364 million, and the consensus estimate is $360 million. And one thing I want to point out, I was talking to some of new users. I was trying to teach them how to use Newswear and show them ways to do it. And I showed them Coinbase yesterday, ticker COIN, Charlie, Oscar, India, Nancy. They were releasing earnings. And I said, look at what the CEO said in the last statement. He goes, we have no control and we have no idea what's going to happen next quarter or in the foreseeable future. I mean, you can't say something like that in an earnings report. And, you know, sure enough, you know, you look at the brokers, they were all negative on the stock as well. We had those two things up. It was very negative going into it. And I handed it to these guys. You look at the stock, you know, they didn't have a great quarter. That stock is down almost 17% this morning, ticker COIN. But that's how you use Newsware to profit off of. It was a really great short opportunity yesterday in COIN. Let's talk about some shareholders news that's going on. CVS Health, Charlie, Victor, Sam. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today. Starts at 8 a.m. Tractor Supply Company, that's ticker TSCO, Tom, Sam, Charlie, Oscar. 9 a.m. is their annual share. That starts their annual shareholders meeting. At 10 a.m., Under Armour, ticker UAA. They'll be starting their shareholders meeting. Land's End, they're going to be starting theirs at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And Kohl's is said to be having it today, ticker KSS, Kilo, Sam. They might pull it because of all of the attention going on with the buyout in Kohl's that's happening. We'll have to see what happens. I'm looking to see for a time. I just can't find a time to see if it's actually happening today. In terms of buyback news, ticker CIA, Charlie, India, Apple. I see that they authorized a new 8 million share buyback late last night. But that's what I have for you in terms of news that's breaking the markets, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial. And see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. Well, Bill, you told us how to use Newswire alerts in that tidbit about Coinbase, sometimes what to pick and sometimes what not to pick. And it is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. So with all your information today, what is your pick of the day?
I'm going with Walt Disney, ticker DIS, David, India, Sam. Earnings are out this afternoon. I'm going through the research reports and I notice, you know, everybody's lower on price targets because the stock is down significantly from its, you know, previous run of, you know, 170 area. It's now, trading, Disney's now trading at 107.65. They did lower price targets, but they didn't lower the ratings. They're still very positive on it for the most part. That's makes me interested. It's all about the streaming revenue. They got to do good on the Disney Plus section. I'm hopeful that that is going to carry them through this quarter. Disney's expected to earn $1.20 per share. Now, what's really interesting is the stock is expected to move 9.29%. That's about $10. I just can't see Disney dropping under $100. I mean, it's possible. I just don't see it. So I do think Disney is going to have they'll be able to deliver a nice beat today. I'm looking to get in, 107.40 if possible in that type of an area. And it really depends on where the market opens up to see if I can get filled in that type of an area. If I'm able to grab 1% during the trading day, I'm walking away because there is risk here. But I look at what the CEO said in the statement, and you know, he's talking about how Disney is going to be very strong due to its cast of characters that they own and the property rights that they own, because we're going to be strong for another 100 years. Wow. I mean, think about it. Yeah, it's probably true. They could last another 100 years. My pick for today, Walt Disney, the ticker DIS, 107.40.
And we will follow Disney along with you today. And coming up, we will recap yesterday's pick of the day. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Okay, what do we see here? Here's something on Boeing. Disney is building moon rockets, maybe for the last time. Ticker FVRR, Frank, Victor, Richard. Stock's down 12% to 36 after cutting its 2022 guidance. Oh, here's an interesting one. Skin, SKIN, Sam, Kilo, India, Nancy. This is Beauty Health announces a partnership with Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo Beauty. That's interesting. CSSE, Charlie, Sam, Edward. The stock was halted early this morning. It just started resuming trading. Got to figure out why it stopped trading. Ticker DARE, David Apple, Richard Edward. This is DARE Biosciences. They announced an NIH grant that they received this morning. IBM and SAP announced expansion of technology partnership. There's another positive. Oh, here it is. CSSE, Chicken Soup for the Soul. They're going to be acquiring Redbox. This morning. That's why it's halted trading. Beazer Homes, it's ticker BZH, Boy Zebra Henry. They announced a 50 million new share repurchasing pact. Jacobs, they were awarded a 220 million five-year ATOM contract from NASA. I see that Ford sold its 8 million Rivian shares for $214 million. That lockup period ended and everybody's selling. You know, here's one on Netflix, ad-supported tier password sharing crackdown may come by the end of 2022. Boeing reports 46 gross commercial jet deliveries in April. Falcon Store, they're in a strategic pact with IBM for cloud migration, hybrid cloud backup. You know, Emily, that's all I'm seeing this morning in terms of news hitting the tape in the last 15.
And Bill, you just mentioned IBM a few times and those few pieces of positive news. So that was your pick of the day yesterday, IBM. So let's check in on that. Yesterday, the company did kick off its Think 2022 conference in Boston, where it convened global clients and partners. You anticipated they were going to talk about quantum computing. They also issued the Global AI Adoption Index 2022. And they showed that business adoption of AI grew steadily. Another interesting thing to note, they have a new IBM Institute for Business Value. It's a CEO study that surveyed 3,000 CEOs worldwide about sustainability efforts, and that 48% of the CEOs surveyed say sustainability is one of their highest priorities. You also told us in your newsware alerts that IBM announced that it has signed a strategic collaboration agreement with AWS. Bill, that's a lot of good stuff there, but what happened with the call yesterday?
You know, I think I just timed, I was a little bit too aggressive on my timing. It opened up $135 and started to push higher, but none of the news items that I was expecting came out yesterday during the conference. And the market got a little weak and, IBM was running up a little hot going into the conference because everybody was expecting positive news. And when it didn't come, they started to sell off the stock and it finished down 3.95% on the day. It was a miss. I mean, you see the reports coming out today. Falcon Store in strategic pact with IBM. SAC in strategic pact with IBM. Amazon's in a strategic pact with IBM. I was one day too early. It happens. We'll do better next time.
Well, Bill, like you told us before, timing is everything, but I think your overall strategy was right. A lot of positive news coming out. So we'll continue to watch IBM. And we will also check in with you tomorrow about today's Disney pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Ivani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.